4 irresistible vegan recipes. There is no need to include animal products to enjoy a varied, nutritious and delicious diet. These 4 vegan recipes are not only easy to make, but truly tasty too. Are you ready to try them? Vegan pasta and pesto. Choose your favorite pasta. A courgette, a jar of asparagus and a handful of green peas. White beans. Spinach. Nutritional yeast. Basil leaves. Walnuts. Lemon juice and garlic. Step 1, the pesto. To make the pesto, add the spinach, walnuts, garlic and basil to a blender and blend together with the lemon juice. Once it's well chopped, add the white beans and continue to blend. If the mixture is too thick, add a little water. Once you have reached the desired consistency for your pesto, remove and set aside. Step 2, cook the pasta and the vegetables. Cook your pasta according to the package instructions. When there are 5 minutes of cooking time left, add the finely chopped courgette and asparagus and the peas. When everything is cooked, drain the water and return the pasta and vegetables to your pot. Step 3, mix and serve. It's time to mix the pesto with the pasta. Do it carefully so you don't break the vegetables apart, unless you prefer to eat them that way. Once everything is combined, it's time to make your plate look extra special. Add some finely chopped walnuts for decoration, along with some nutritional yeast and 1 or 2 basil leaves. Tomato, peanut stew. Peanut butter. Tomato, squash, or sweet potato, onion and garlic. Baby spinach. Cumin, coriander, ginger, and paprika or cayenne. Step 1, fry it off. Add a dash of olive oil to a frying pan on medium heat and then add the chopped onion. Once it has softened, add the crushed garlic and spices, cumin, coriander, ginger, and paprika or cayenne, depending on your tolerance for spice. When everything is well mixed, add the crushed tomato and squash, along with a generous dose of peanut butter. Step 2, make the cream. Once all the ingredients are in the frying pan, leave it to cook on a medium heat for about 25 minutes. Then, it's time to switch everything over to a big pot, and use your blender to transform it into a cream. Put this pot back onto the heat, and add a handful of spinach to wilt down into the cream. Step 3, plate it up. Dodoma, also known as peanut stew, is a typical dish in West African countries. You can eat it as a puree, or serve it up with rice. For an extra touch of joy, we recommend adding some crushed peanuts on top. Watermelon poke. Rice. A very ripe watermelon, with no seeds. Mango, cucumber, avocado, edamame, and cucumber and onion for the topping. Vegan mayonnaise. Vinegar, oil, sesame oil, soy sauce and salt. Step 1, dice up the ingredients. This is the most important, and most laborious, step in the recipe. There are many ingredients, so it is essential to devote time at the beginning to ensure everything is well prepared. We enjoy the watermelon in chunks, while the mango and the avocado need to be chopped up finely. Meanwhile, the cucumber and onion need to be sliced very thinly into pieces that can be easily chewed. Step 2, season the rice and marinate the watermelon. Cook 2 cups of rice according to the package instructions. Season with vinegar, oil and salt. At the same time, marinate the watermelon pieces with soy sauce, sesame oil and vinegar. Leave the watermelon for at least 10 minutes so that it soaks up the flavors. Step 3, make up your bowl. Once the seasoned rice and marinated watermelon are ready, it's time to make up your plate, or, in this case, your bowl. It's really the most comfortable way to eat it. Distribute the toppings and the watermelon however you like to make your bowl as cute as possible. Gofio mousse. A jar of cooked chickpeas. A pack of gofio, Canarian toasted cornmeal. Agave, almonds and figs. Soy yogurt. Step 1, aquafaba. Aquafaba is the gelatinous liquid found in a can of cooked chickpeas. It's the perfect substitute for eggs and dairy products, as it has a very similar function. Get it by straining the chickpeas, or manually removing them with a spoon and a lot of patience, and collecting the liquid. Once you have managed to separate the aquafaba, whisk it with an electric hand whisk for just over 5 minutes until you achieve the classic stiff peaks, and the mixture begins to firm up. Step 2, mixing. Once the aquafaba is ready, mix together a few tablespoons of gofio with the soy yogurt and the agave, which will be used as a sweetener. When there are no clumps, gradually add the aquafaba until you achieve the desired consistency for your mousse. When it's done, place it in the fridge to cool and firm up even more. Step 3, decoration. For perfect presentation, separate the mousse between individual glass tubs. You can then decorate with almonds and some fruit. We recommend figs to give it a real Canarian flavor. Did you know? If you are worried that you will struggle to find vegan dishes on holiday, rest assured that all Princess hotels in the Canary Islands include vegan option in their menus, as well as vegetarian and gluten-free options. Just let the host or server know that you wish to enjoy these special menus.